A day after 9/11, Alan Kay, partner in a New York advertising agency, put his trade to work, coining a phrase that would become a mantra of safety for New Yorkers.
If you see something, say something.
See something, say something. His attempt to incite public vigilance.
What I wanted to contribute was something that would be beneficial in the future. Something that would save lives.
It caught on, and nearly 9 years after Kay gave rise to the phrase, a New York City street vendor remembered it, alerting police to a suspicious pathfinder parked in the heart of Times Square, on the corner he had worked at for 12 years.
He tried to do this on my block, in my neighborhood, and that's when I got angry.
Although Fazil Shassad's attempted bombing failed, the see-something, say-something mentality of Dwayne Jackson and vendors around him had potentially saved hundreds of lives, a sign that New Yorkers are starting to look out for their own.
That someone would come to 45th and Broadway at the crossroads of the world, that someone would come in to harm people that I know.
He saw something and he said something, and his vigilance helped protect the city.
Tom Harris oversees 51 public safety officers patrolling Times Square, the same number of officers they had before 9/11.
New York is a target. We can't get away from that. What we need is a cooperation. Since 2002, we have tried to advocate for people to be more vigilant and report anything unusual.
And they have. The See Something, Say Something terrorism hotline got more than 16,000 tips last year. Dr. Charles Strozier, a professor at the Center for Terrorism at John Jay College in Manhattan, says training the nearly 10 million sets of eyes on the street may be New York's best hope to fight terror.
I mean, you could have 1,000 cameras in Times Square. It's going to do absolutely nothing to prevent terrorism. That's not what is going to keep us safe. It's ordinary people doing their job, good intelligence, and vendors having enough sense to, you know, keep track of a smoking car.
And for many in New York, like Dwayne Jackson, terrorism is becoming personal.
We can't let that lunacy affect our way of life. Terrorists, we're watching you.
In New York, Brandi Cruz for the Hearst Foundation.